Daf Kuf Nun Beis Sif Yud Michal Tishra Bav Be'echel B'Shabbos Shechal B'Shabbos and Nizgol Akra Shabbos. But you see, it's a Kitzur, Tishra Bav ends up being observed on Matzoy Shabbos, either because that's the 9th above or the 10th above. So the Lach is Eichel Boser B'Shar Siyan B'Surah HaMafsekis. The final meal before Tishra Bav is on Shabbos, and therefore you're allowed to eat meat and drink wine. You're allowed to put on your table a banquet, a repast, which would rival the meal of Shlomo HaMelech during the time of his kingship. Obviously, that'll be quite an elaborate type of a meal. But you do need to stop before sunset, even though we're still Machmir Shabbos till later, but in regards to eating, you have to stop by sunset. Okay, so that's and the person cannot refrain from eating meat on Shabbos. You can't show veilus for Shabbos. So a person doesn't like meat, he doesn't have to eat meat, but a person would normally be eating meat, and he's not eating meat because of the fact that it's before Tisha B'Av, that's improper. Can't do that. You don't have to eat meat. But if a person who decides to refrain, not because he doesn't want meat, but because he wants to show avelus, so then avery, that's improper. You're showing avelus for Shabbos, which is improper. Okay, but he now after comes up with mechaber kesuda shlomer mekamokum yeshev b'davar nevesh shloyinik b'simcha. So the meal can be elaborate. However, the person should limit it to his levity. We shouldn't be a large gathering of people together. That's a Magen Avraham. The Sefer B'chor Shor, however, the Sefer B'chor Shor argues, but that's not Mishar Rogel B'kach, B'chol Shabbos, Lisan Surazu Im Chaveirov, Uyu Dohav. If a person normally has Surah Shlishis together with friends, and then he refrains on the Shabbos, why do you have the same problem? How about the Kavanth B'chor Hesia, which is us? Now, that's the argument in the Magen Avraham and the B'chor Shor. However, according to both opinions, it's obvious that Mutar Le'achlim B'nei Beisoy, V'yachol L'Baruch Mezimun, Kiman Shu B'Shabbos. Kiman Shu Shabbos.
Pretty interesting contrast between having a suit of Shlomo HaMelech and not having friends at the table. It's a little bit of a Mizrach HaMara sort of.
But the Magen Avraham is B'shat.
I thought it was pretty poetic. I mean, he's waxing poetic. There's the Suda Shlomo HaMelech and the Malchuzer, and he's just saying, you don't have friends at the table. It's a pretty dramatic contrast between the two sheetas. Is it basically boiling down to the whole thing of Avelis and Shabbos?
They get involved in Avelus and Shabbos. So it's saying that, you know, to limit your meal, you have no chiyuv to do that, and that you shouldn't do that. But getting together and celebrating, you still have to be aware of the time that a person you have to be congruent with the reality of the time that we're with, and that's what the B'chor Shor is saying. No, Shabbos is Shabbos, and you can be. Even the B'chor Shor is arguing, he says that the reason why he says he feels it's an avelus, if a person always gets together with Shabbos, is this so that's right to the problem. You know, it's anything which you're doing, and it's clear you're doing it because of the avelus, that's exactly what we're trying to not have happen. Fine, but together with the meal, obviously, Shabbos, yasa sura karama mincha. So, because of this issue of having a large meal, etc., so you should, even if sometimes they would have the meal earlier on, but have the suda celebrating the meal later on in the day, over here that should be done before mincha. Right, fine. You have to stop me, but it's still daytime. Chav Talad. That means before sunset. You should publicize this. People shouldn't make a mistake and think in general Shabbos continues after sunset for a while, which it does. Therefore, you're allowed to eat on Shabbos, you're allowed to eat after sunset also. So that's not true. A person has an ongoing custom that he's accepted on himself, personal hanhaga, of fasting every Monday and Thursday. And so in general, Monday and Thursday are considered Yimei Hadin. The dinim will actually sit and once upon a time and judge twice a week on Mondays and Thursdays. In general, those are considered days which have a more auspicious, that's the correct word, for din, for judgment, or for punishment. So that's why we say the longer tachanun, in order to mitigate some of that element of din, which exists on Sheni V'Chamishi. That's why the Bezin would sit on Sheni V'Chamishi. That's why many people would have a minute to fast on Sheni V'Chamishi. You have the whole Mishnayos and Masechtos Tainos, which talk about that the fast, we'll see later on when we get to those Tainos, when they would have Tzoros and Klai, so the minute would be to fast Mondays and Thursdays. So a person undertook a personal, not that he had, we'll call it a chumra, but he had a personal anhag upon himself. He's going to fast Mondays and Thursdays. Chayim Masashan. Erev Tisha B'Av Liyos B'Sheni. It comes out, Erev Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av comes out to be Monday night. So Erev Tisha B'Av is Monday day. See, now he's got this issue because he fasts normally Mondays. He's going to be fasting all of Monday from sunrise, from dawn of Monday morning all the way through the end of Tisha B'Av, which is late Tuesday night. So that's a little bit challenging for him. So he says, the law is Yishol al Nizroi. He has two choices. Either he could be mat or neder. Had he thought about when he undertook this commitment, had he thought about the possibility that when it comes to being Erev Shabbos, he would have made some type of caveat, he would not have made the neder to include that type of situation. So if he has charata, that he did not specify his neder. So he's having charata on that element of the neder. Or alternatively, he's having charata on the whole neder. That would be even more of a tzad heter. That's one possibility. Excuse me. O yalba tanisa upereya. So we're going to discuss about this idea. Can a person exchange the day? Say that even though normally I fast Mondays and Thursdays, this week I'm going to fast. I'm not going to fast Monday and Thursday, but I'm fast Tuesday because it's Tisha B'Av. And next week I'll fast Monday and Wednesday and Thursday. He's adding another day into. He's paying back. So he's borrowing literally and paying back later on. He's borrowing from this day. He's not going to eat. He's not going to fast. He's going to eat. He's going to pay it back in the future.
There are people that will make a neder like that without thinking of the ramifications. I mean, it's not only Tisha B'Av. It could be Yontif also that comes out on Monday.
Well, generally, it's only Yontif. He did not mean to include Yontif. Problem is, this is not the Yontif type of situation where there's a mitzvah to eat. It's just there's a personal desire to eat. So that would be more of an issue. The third possibility is he'll just fast all Monday night, all Tuesday. That's what, we don't want to take chances on a person's health like that. So that's what the Mechaber says. Okay. Means that's a Chuvus Rosh. But the Goyim already discussed this issue. He fasts until after Mincha. After Mincha, he breaks his fast, even without a Torah Sandorim.
Even what?
Even without a Torah, without a Torah Sandorim. And then, so he never met that situation to prevent himself from at least having, you know, one meal before the evening, so that one meal will end up being Tzudas Mamsekis. So this one meal will be the one meal of the Tzudas Mamsekis. And that's the minute. Or a person has a situation, if a person saw a bad dream, so the Mor says in Shabbos that the immediate rectification of the dream is through a process of fasting. A person should really fast that day that he had the dream, immediately, without any other Kabbalah's tainus. It's as if from heaven they're hinting to him that he should be Makabal tainus. He doesn't need, normally the rule is, we'll see later on, that a person decides, wakes up in the morning saying, I'm not going to eat anything today. He does not have a lach of tainus. He doesn't say, ten people that wouldn't lay in, etc. It's not tainus. Tainus has to have a Kabbalah from the day beforehand. Sometime before Shkia, normally we insert it at the end of Shemot Esrei, or alternatively, if not, at least sometime before Shkia, a person will be Makabal, he's going to be fasting the following day. But by Tanis Kolom, he doesn't need that. Because the Mora says it's as if the Shemaim, they're Makabal for him. Because since the correct procedure to deal with the bad Kolom is through fasting, as if the Demarshim said, okay, fast. So a person will wake up in the morning and be Makabal, not eating anything or drinking anything. So that comes up to be Erev Tisha B'Av. What do you do? So you eat till you maintain until after Mincha. You eat the Tzudas Maseches, then you fast Tisha B'Av. Mr. Burr was talking about similarly, the person who has a minute to fast on the Yortzeit. He has a Yortzeit, so he fasts on the Yortzeit. So that's what he would do. So that's a little bit more. We would expect him to make more of a condition on it because it's going to be the Yortzeit always falls out on the same day. So he didn't like wake up and say, "Wow, my Yortzeit's an Erev Tisha B'Av. I didn't realize. What does that mean?" You know, he should have been aware of that. If he's aware of that, he should have made some type of a stipulation already in his commitment to fast on the Yortzeit. Fine. So the mission. It's going to be difficult for him to maintain the tainus all of Monday day, all of Monday night, Tuesday morning, and then all of Tuesday day. He's concerned that it'll be very difficult for him. So he has the suggestions are either to matter his netter or to borrow. Yalvatini, so because I'm going to roam the Avagav, we say, Tov Kuf Samaches, it pays because of the Oster Lovois. And no, we discourage the process of borrowing. If you made a commitment to a certain day, that's your day, and that's
yes,
it.
So I wasn't asking that.
What?
Yeah, I wasn't asked that question.
They can't do such a type of Havlo. However, here there's no other. No, there's not really other good solution. So Mechaber holds that different. That's mutter. My time of the Kosu Ganim, the Tzarch Lahashlim. That itself was actually the logic behind that was the remote quotes from the Ganim. You don't have to finish. You don't have to complete the whole fast. After Ba'alma, time alone the Chol Tanish Lashaka Lof Cham Alav Shmitan. As a person who fasts sixth of the day, 10, 11, 12ths of the day, he doesn't make it to the end of the finish line, and he eats something before the finish line, versus Lav Shmeitainis. It's not called a Tainis. Kosh Baruch Hu obviously will not withhold the person's reward for trying, but, you know, it's not a Tainis. Tainus, which you end up eating before sunset, is not before the end of the day, is not called a tainus. It's not a day of fasting. So the definition of fasting really is based on the whole day's worth of fasting. So you don't really have the mitzvah of fasting until the day is completed in a state of tainus. Then you've had a day of tainus. Right? That's what comes out. So if he eats 10 minutes before the end of the day, so he didn't have a day of tainus. He had a day of almost tainus, but not of tainus.
Except maybe a chasen and chasen kala and the chuppah then. Because if they get married in the afternoon, they can break their fast. Yeah.
That's true, because that's because the dinner of Yom Tov of the chasen kala, once they're turned, it's like the middle of a regal, they're fasting. So they're not allowed to fast. So that overrides the fast.
Is it considered a fast or it's not?
Well, see, we're going to discuss, is there such a thing as this din of Tanisha Shakal of Kham, we'll do his Tainus, we'll discuss it more at length. It's mentioned in the Gemara, and then the Gemara challenges it, what's called Tainus, is there such a thing called Tainus Shos fast, which is a partial fast. So some Rishonim say that there apparently is such a thing. Other Shem will look more differently. That Tainus Shos meant there was a Tainus where the person woke up in the morning and didn't. So he ends up fasting the whole day, but he had not been Makabal beforehand. Mm-hmm. But before Chatzos, he's Makabal, he should be the Tainus after Chatzos. So there was a Kabbalah before that Zman of time. So that, but it's called, and he's only Makabal part of a day, though. Mm-hmm. Tainus Shos, that's where the discussion of. So there's, I don't know all the details, because that's, it's been not recent enough since the last time I learned that Gemara well. I learned it after I made it, but you know, the remember there were six different Pshatim in the Rishonim had to learn the Gemara and Tainus Shos and a partial Tainus. So some of them, you know, because this Kasha learned, the case was he actually fasted the whole day, but it wasn't for the intent to fast. Someone he actually had eaten part of the day. They have to answer the suya to the sugya. I don't remember all the details. It's a sugya. Tainus, probably the hardest sugya besides this tainus, is this sugya.
When it says D.F. Sharb in and Acher Shari, does that mean he can't find a basin? What does that mean?
So I don't think so. Or is he saying included in this? This heter of being malbot hanisa, because not always if you have a bezin, there's a way to be malbot. You have to have a good,
reason.
A good, you know, good reason, etc. So you know, the mission says that you shouldn't when the person is in a state of making his netter, you shouldn't ask him any questions. So Rabbi explains and says, you know, he says, you made the center, you'll never get split the Reuben again. That means even if he marries your daughter, yes. It means even if he makes they make the bris together, yes, you know. The more you ask him, the more he's going to say yes. So then he said yes. He gets, well, how did I realize? Because you fed it to him. And so that's why, you know, don't ask him any questions. Because the more you know, when he's upset making that netter, the more he might specifically close the door for any possible way of relieving matter. Rav Tassim Tavchus Hamachetsa Peis Tochel Livrei Mechaber Bezeh Mehalocha Hein Kosev Kamachetim Lo Hitikos Livrei Mechaber Bezeh Mehalocha. So they take out the issue of being Malvot Tanisa. They don't accept it as a valid difference. But they say you can't be Malvot. Once you undertook to do Sheni and Chamishi, today's a Sheni, that's it. Okay. The Ramah says the minhag of the Gaonim is not to put it off to a different day. But rather, you fast till after the mincha, you eat two seconds, and then you continue fasting. Eat two masekas and you go into Tishuva and fast. Rav said masekas, also at least such thing. Problem, you can't kaparayim like we had before two meals. You show him neither, because that's part of his netter. His netter is still intact. Netter was he's not, you know, gonna. He's not gonna eat. He's gonna fast. So you can't be eating it. So I have another meal earlier. What's that had to do? Siddur Masechta is specifically describing it as how it's supposed to be done. So that can override. Some you want to have a meal before because you're hungry. That's where, where's the heter for that? Okay, Sarah Klinikbo called in Siddur Masechta and run them out. She ended up with only one meal. It's all you can do is one meal. That one meal ended up being the Siddur Masechta. It's with all of the chumers of Siddur Masechta. She can only have one tafsha. So we stop eating before Bias HaShemesh. The fish he eats the something called kachla akharati. But the yaser she ishala nidra. Sorry. But the yaser she ishala nidra. He says that I have a choice between being mat or the nether. Or relying that. Right before Shkia, the way he understands it, which means like immediately prior, but that's very difficult to get that time perfectly. So therefore he suggests it'd be better to be Matan Neder if possible. Tennis Cholom Chavtes. Within the yard side, the same thing would be relevant for a yard side if it comes out of the Rav Tisha B'Av. So the Mishnah in that situation, B'toyev Shiyasa B'Pam Rishonah. Okay. So how he's anus rak ad acher chutzay sayim. So he should specify the first time he does this in Rav Tisha B'Av. He only committed to half a day. Yispal mechuk gedola v'yerchul sudo achach yerchul sudo masak. He should have done it early. Still in his state of tinnitus, go and eat his earlier meal, and then later on in the evening, towards the evening, he'll eat a second meal and sit his own second.
Or poultry.
Good base. And I'm thinking of Erev Tisha B'Av, Mincha Mishum Zeikrim Bayit. You don't say Matachanun on Erev Tisha B'Av. There's a window to Tachanun on Tisha B'Av itself, because Tisha B'Av is called a Mayit. So Rashiv used to always say over from the Talzerov. The Talzerov would say, why is Tisha B'Av called a Mayit? Mayit means a celebration. It sounds, doesn't seem to understand what he's saying. Mayit doesn't mean a celebration, Mayit means a meeting. El Moyed is the tenth of meeting. The Lashon Mitzvah together, making coming together as a group. So we refer to the Yom Tov as the Moyedim, in the sense that these were times of Klaus would come together to celebrate the Yom Tov in the Beis Hamikdash. That was called Moyed, and in that sense, they came to be together with the Kodesh Baruch. So Tisha B'Av is the Moyed in the sense that sometimes when you lose a connection, not being connected is much worse than being connected and giving a pouch. So you give it, I mean, you have a father. You have a meeting with the father. The meeting was a pouch. You have a meeting. As opposed to the child who's left driftless, you know, who has nothing. So Tisha B'Av is the Moyed in the sense it's the meeting with the father. It's reminder of the person we have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The person didn't care. He didn't care. So, you know, but he does care. So there's punishment. That's the time of meeting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Actually, besides the fact that, you know, we relate to that, there's statistics been done, studies been done about, you know, children which are in abusive relationships still prefer to be with their parents than to be alone. Be alone, and they'll come back. Most of the times they will come back and submit themselves to abuse rather than being totally ignored and left alone. It's much more painful. Solitary confinement is a punishment which has been used. It's solitary confinement. Like it's a horrible punishment. So then, you say Abarachim in the morning. Even though we tie Abarachim together with Tachanun, we're not over here because, you know, it definitely fits the tenor of the day. Because we're going to the test, the Gam came is Kerem Shabbos. I said, I'm going to have to Shabbos. He's referring to actually in the morning. So I think around here the common practice is to wait till mincha time to say the kamole. But many places say the kamole in the morning. So the same way you say Abraham in the morning, you can say Kel Mokum in the house, not by your, not by your, but later on the day. Okay.